What was the beginning of the end of our modern first world society here in the United States? It was when corporate personhood was established. Corporate personhood is probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, largely unknown scandal over the past century that has been destroying the United States and a lot of the rest of the world, all in the name of corporate and political greed. So, what is corporate personhood? Corporate personhood is a legal concept in which corporations have the same rights and protections as individuals, and so are treated morally and legally the same as a person would, while their corporate entities remain separate and independent from the human beings associated with them. So why should we care about this important legal concept as crypto investors? Well, quite frankly, every single human being, especially in the United States, should care deeply about this important legal concept, because it has been negatively affecting all of our health, wealth, mindset, beliefs, and nearly every aspect of our lives, and will eventually lead to our demise unless we educate each other about it and build a foundation for support around it. And as luck and fortune would have it, we may be in the midst of a perfect storm where we can emerge from the ashes of a corrupt, non-inclusive, elitist society perpetuated through corporate personhood with a new, transparent, trustworthy, blockchain-based one. So if we do not take the time to learn about the past and understand how society actually works today, we will never truly experience fulfilling lives, even if we hit it big on a crypto trade. Here's the deal. We all got into crypto for two reasons. One, to hopefully be a part of making the world a better place. And two, to hopefully reap the benefits of being an early adopter of new, speculative, potentially revolutionary technology. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and in this video, we are going to explore how corporate personhood and the golden age of advertising in the 1960s created a toxic environment where corporations and politicians flourish by distracting society and creating a culture focused on materialism and consumerism so that we can hopefully build a better blockchain-based future together. Let's hit it. Be sure to check out our sponsors, Morales Academy, courses on building wealth by Meet Kevin, and NordVPN. Jumpstart a career in the blockchain and cryptocurrency space with affordable, beginner-friendly education and courses with Morales Academy. Invest in learning how to diversify into other areas like real estate, stock trading, and starting your own side business with online courses on building wealth with Meet Kevin. And protect your data, privacy, and investments from hackers and trackers by using virtual private network services provided by NordVPN. Scroll down to access their correct and official sites and redeem any special discounts and offers they have for us. Sweet. The idea of corporate personhood is related to the 14th Amendment and its core principle that no person can be deprived of rights without due process of law. And the 14th Amendment was originally created to protect freed slaves after the Civil War. However, it actually was hardly ever applied to freed slaves and ended up almost entirely applying to corporations. How's it so? Well, the expansion of the 14th Amendment to include corporations was not established through legislation, rather through lawyers and the court system. So, over the years, corporations have managed to amass more rights than an actual flesh and blood person. And in the 1970s, corporations also managed to have money legally determined as a form of free speech. And since, under corporate personhood, corporations have the right to free speech, they are allowed to use money to protect their interests and influence public opinion, which has been used to challenge restrictions on advertising and lobbying. So basically, corporations have the right to unlimited political spending, which means they can literally spend an unlimited amount of money to buy elections and political outcomes. Personhood also allows corporations to assert rights to privacy, the right to sue, and the right to due process. And they are afforded additional protections that do not apply to actual humans, like limited liability protection, where owners of corporations are not personally responsible for the debts or liabilities of the corporation. Also, the ability to defer taxes and deduct business expenses, the right to protect their intellectual property, trade secrets, contractual obligations, brand image, and they have the ability to access larger pools of capital, which gives them huge competitive advantages over individuals. So basically, corporate personhood created a society where corporations buy politicians to buy favorable legal and regulatory frameworks for themselves and buy our attention to create a favorable society through media and advertising for generating profit. In fact, in the 1960s, popularly known as the golden age of advertising, saw a rise in mass media and consumer culture, with corporations using advertising to promote materialism and consumerism, where people are encouraged to prioritize buying and consuming goods over their own health and well-being. And what does this mean? Well, at some level, all of us since birth have been living in a world similar to the movie The Truman Show, where a large aspect of our lives, what we've been exposed to, what we deem as culture, what we base our wants, needs, and goals off of, has been fabricated, bought, and paid for by corporations that put profits over people and are protected by a government full of politicians that are also bought and paid for that put profits over people. So at the end of the day, each and every one of us is a potential source of profit. Corporations want us to want their brand clothing, to want their fancy cars, then be depressed whenever we can't afford them, and get addicted to medication that is designed to generate profit for them by not curing you ever, and to get addicted to food that slowly kills us and creates health problems to make you a long-term medical profit center for pharmaceutical companies, get surgeries to look a certain way, worry about things that don't actually benefit our lives or fulfill us, to distract us from the fact that pretty much most of the reality as we know it around us was all created by corporations in order to increase their profits at any and all costs via short-term gain versus long-term sustainability. Their whole agenda is to direct us to the superficial things in life. They want us angry at each other, distracted with things that don't matter, and to keep us barely alive as long as possible to extract as much money from us as possible. So, ever since corporations were granted human rights and beyond, and used their rights and powers to fabricate a materialistic society based on consumption, the United States has been on the decline. Yikes. Now, going forward, could a new blockchain-based society turn things around for the better? Yes. And before jumping into it, a quick note about NordVPN. As a crypto investor, using a VPN is an easy, effective, and important way we can further protect ourselves and our investments from hackers and trackers. VPN, or virtual private networks, prevent people, companies, and software apps from watching and tracking all of your online activity, which as a crypto investor can protect you when you're connected to public networks, as some hackers have ways to steal your data when connected to public networks. So my personal favorite VPN provider that I use is NordVPN. And if you use the link in the description area below, NordVPN is offering us their 2-year plan at a 70% discount, with 1 month completely free so you can try it out. It's extremely easy to set up and very user-friendly, which is great whether you are a new or experienced person in technology. VPNs can also allow us to access more crypto exchanges for trading options, as some regions are restricted from using certain exchanges. You can pay for NordVPN services in both fiat or cryptocurrency, so be sure to scroll down to the description area below to redeem their offer. Sweet. Back to the question, could a new blockchain-based society make the world a better place? Yes, it's possible, and we need to start doing our part to educate people, to create more awareness about corruption in central banking, corruption in big business, corruption in government, and how almost all the media we are consuming was created by them to distract us, keep us poor, keep us numb, and keep us dumb. We need to help each other learn about how the world works now so we can make changes to create a better future. If more people were interested in and understood the implications of a blockchain-based society, the only persons that would not want it are the persons who rule the world right now: banks, corporations, and the government. Because blockchain replaces a lot of what they do, and it keeps them honest. Blockchain allows each and every one of us to transact directly with each other without the need for third parties like banks. It also allows us to store value without the government being able to prevent us from using it by freezing it or by outright taking it. Basically, blockchain technology is an open, decentralized, transparent record-keeping system that ensures everyone has equal access to information, which eliminates the need for intermediaries by proving a level of accountability that is currently not present or possible in traditional centralized systems that are used today. In a blockchain-based society, corporations would no longer have the ability to wield the same level of power and influence as they do now. The transparency of the blockchain would hamper corporations' lobbying activities to sway political decisions in their favor, and the decentralization of the blockchain would ensure that people's voices and interests are taken into consideration. Because if open, public, decentralized, and transparent blockchains were in place, it would force the government and corporations to be more honest, because we would all be able to see where every single penny of our tax dollars go, or where every single new dollar that is printed goes. And if you don't know how new money is distributed, check out this video guide for beginners about a phenomenon known as the Kantian effect, and how our current monetary system is designed to keep us poor and keep the people closest to the money printer, corporations and their bought and paid for political cronies, rich, by clicking on the link above. Nice. Even if we don't get to a fully blockchain-based society in the near or distant future, we still need to educate each other and spread awareness of how everything around us is designed to oppress us. Check this out. If you've ever taken courses on economics, you learn that a market economy is supposed to be based on informed consumers making rational decisions. But since corporate personhood and huge advertising efforts over the past century, our current market economy has devolved into corporations actively trying to create irrational and uninformed consumers that make irrational and uninformed decisions. At the end of the day, we don't learn about finance in school by design. We don't learn about how to make money in school by design. We don't learn about how to start a business by design. Because corporations and governments want to keep us dumb and poor, so we have to work for them, and we have to give them their money when we want to buy their stuff they've been brainwashing us to want. So what can we do about it? Educate ourselves. How? If you're watching this video, you're on the right path. We can literally learn anything for free on YouTube. How to fix your car, how money works, how to play the piano, how to cook any food dish, literally any and every skill that could help you increase your income is here on YouTube, free to access. So after we start educating ourselves with free content or even paid courses that are more organized, more streamlined, so it saves us time, like with me, Kevin, in Morales Academy, links to discounts down below, we need to help educate others to create more awareness about how the world works so we can change it together. How can we educate others? By sharing content like this video or anything else that you come across. Share it with your friends, share it with your family, have interesting, thought-provoking conversations. We have to stop letting big corporations and the government dictate our conversations. Stop debating about politics, genders, vaccines. All of that is designed to distract us and keep us angry with each other so we don't use our time and energy to become educated and realize they are controlling us and it's all by design because they want us to use our time and energy to work for them, to pay them taxes, to give them money for stuff we don't actually need or even truly actually want, and to fight with each other. This madness. And we can change that together and create a better future for ourselves and our families. Awesome. If you would like to learn crypto profit-taking strategies before the next bull run that can change your life, check out this video. If you would finally like to have that eureka moment about how cryptocurrency wallets, seed phrases, and private keys work, check out this video. And to redeem NordVPN special discount, click on this link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.